With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are fears that the progress made in battling the Southern California wildfires could unravel because of a resurgence of vicious Santa Ana winds. The fires have already claimed at least 24 lives and have destroyed thousands of structures.
Sustained winds of up to 40 miles an hour and gusts in the mountains reaching 65 miles per hour are predicted through Wednesday. Strong Santa Ana winds have been largely blamed for turning the wildfires into infernos that have leveled entire neighborhoods in and around Los Angeles, where there has been no significant rainfall in over 8 months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former special counsel Jack Smith claims his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated allegations that President-elect Trump had tried to overturn the 2020 election. Overnight, the Justice Department released Smith's report, which Mr. Trump dismisses as bogus and Smith as deranged. Also at SRNNews.com, the prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden is defending his work while denouncing President Biden's reaction to it.
Special counsel in the Hunter Biden cases, David Weiss, says his probes were the culmination of thorough, impartial investigations, not partisan politics. And he's criticizing President Biden for pardoning his son and, in his words, maligning officials involved with his prosecution. Weiss and his team filed gun and tax charges against the younger Biden that resulted in felony convictions, subsequently wiped away by presidential pardon. Weiss says Biden's criticism undermines the very foundation of the justice system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth heads back to Capitol Hill today as confirmation hearing gets underway in the Senate. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 134 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 112. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, the battle over abortion is changing. Since most abortions are now carried out using drugs rather than through surgical procedures, pro-life lawmakers are moving in that direction. Four states, Indiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Tennessee, have introduced bills aimed at banning abortifacients. Louisiana has classified the drugs as dangerous controlled substances. The GOP attorneys general of Idaho and Kansas are in court trying to roll back federal approvals one of the pills. SRN News. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis said Sunday he doesn't think President-elect Donald Trump's desire to acquire Greenland is crazy.
In fact, Stavridis said he thinks Greenland is a strategic gold mine for the United States. During a radio interview, he said, quote, "It's not a crazy idea. We could do an awful lot in terms of business, investment, box out the Russians, box out the Chinese, and work very closely with Greenland." He added, "It's geographically very important. It's full of strategic minerals, rare earth, probably a lot of gold. It's got a lot of natural resources. It doesn't have to become the 51st state, but it can certainly be an economic objective for us." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The IRS distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who did not receive their COVID stimulus payments. By the end of the month, approximately 1 million taxpayers will receive special payments of up to $1,400. More details at SRNNews.com.